Neil, that's a frustrating afternoon because we were there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Always. They edged their penalty area, but we just couldn't really break them down, unfortunately, at the end.
No, I said to the lads there just then, we're just probably missing that last bit of quality, but you know, I've just been told by, you know, side that we've had 9 on, 11 off. You know, the manager said, you know, did really well, but we didn't produce the killer blow right at the end. We dominated the game. You know, we gave away a cheap goal to start with. We bounced back really well. And then it's one-way traffic, you know, and then we are lined really good. But we're just losing that. We're just missing that killer edge. And I just said to the lads, but they're frustrated a little bit, and you don't come back at each other. You've got to prod each other to do a little bit better. And that's what I said to them, you know. We've got a point, 3 points outside the playoffs. We'll take it. We could have won. We haven't won. But that's 4 away from home unbeaten. That's the way I look at it. I go Marsk, I go Morpeth, I go Curzon, now I go Baysford. And, you know, that's the staff. We targeted 4 from 6. You know, Baysford have played, apart from Gainsborough, that they beat 3-0. They've only lost the games that they lost by 1 goal. So they're not a pushover by any stretch of imagination. But we've had enough of the game to win, and we haven't.
How much of that is to do with the way Baysford set up? Because when we talk about Jake Charles today, he was winning the ball, he was laying it off really well on the majority of occasions. You know, you've got that midfield support of Donoghue, Gabbydon, Griffiths, Ennis, McLaughlin, Hall, all being on the receiving ends of those flick-ons. But it felt like Baysford had a game plan, pushing us out wide, and that then led to the crossing, and that's my big bugbear this afternoon.
Hitting the first man.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I don't mind telling people when it's happened. I'll tell you exactly what I said to Deck and to Guy. You know, they've got to keep practicing and practicing. David Beckham became the best cross of the ball, not because he was born with that ability, because he practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. And our full-backs, to get in them areas, have got to practice to do better in deliveries, because we're getting such good areas and we work on it in training, just fade it in, leave it in the second 6-yard box, a corridor of uncertainty, but we don't. We hit the first man, and as a striker, ask Jake or ask a number 10, it then breaks down and you're on the other way, and you've got to put that little bit of pressure on the wide men. They're both really good footballers, but unfortunately they're not delivering that bit of quality that we need. But you know, when they did, and Guy Hall did it once, yeah, in the second half, we nearly got in. But I think when you get in them areas, you've got to do better, and that's the killer. But we joked on the sideline, you know, it's like a game of FIFA with a joystick. You wish you had that joystick to kind of get people to relax, to just chip it into the back stick, but you've got to leave them to it, and hopefully they make the right decision.
Yeah, to be fair to Hall and McLaughlin, I think they both created the best two of the best chances of that second half. I mean, you've got no time on the training pitch before Atherton calls.
No.
What's your course of action? You can be satisfied by this one, I think, today, but
yeah,
there is areas that you'd be looking listen, to
this, I mean, you know, you want to start Keane Baru. He lit the place up when he came on. But
yes,
because he's had COVID for 10 days, he could only play 20 minutes today. You know, we're supposed to Stockport, he can't start the game. Jay Fitz is coming back, he's not ready to start the game. Nick Bilardo's not ready. El Morris has been struggling with a little bit of confidence, and he's come out of there. You know, so you go and you toss it to Charles, you toss it to Dante, give options. But we just didn't click. But we bounced back from a heavy defeat, and we've come and got a point. And you know, up to last Saturday, we were unbeaten at home in the league. Up to today, we're 4 unbeaten away from home. So you know, who would have thought Macclesfield would have got beat 2-0 today? But we've come and got a point. And a point, when you look at it in the cold light of day, people go, should it have been 3? Well, it might have been on the balance of play, but it's not. We haven't lost.
Here's the thing that people need to remember, though. I mean, Baysford are in the relegation places, but they don't concede that much, and you can see why with the way they defended today.
They're big, they're solid, but I just thought that the substitutions changed the game, because they then dropped deeper and we got on the front foot, and we had all the last half an hour, yeah, and then our defence could get higher, and then we could caught them offside. You know, we were in control, you know, and even the last minute when Griff fizzes a free, who by the way has been excellent again, Luke,
yes,
Griffiths,
yes,
fizzes a ball in, you know, right towards the end, and another day you go and score. And I turned to Curtis Jones and said, can we get a little bit of luck? But at the minute, we haven't. You know, we haven't, but you what do? You like in everyday life, you just got to keep working hard, and hopefully it turns. But we've come here and potentially could have lost, you know, on the back of what happened last week, and we haven't. And you know, lads have got to be put. Don't get me wrong, Ben, these lads are devastated in there, but look at their attitudes now. You've got Guy Hall, you've got Keane Baru, you've got El Morris, you've got Jay Fitz, all trying to do a little bit to get in the squad. So you know, they're a good group, and I keep saying it, we've got enough in that dressing room to put a run together. I'm confident of that.
It's an away point, and we're 3 points outside the playoff positions. Proper FCs, I mean, it's October. Proper FCs will just be delighted we're in 11th. I mean, that's where you should be in October. But we've got Atherton Coles on Tuesday. What's your thoughts on this challenge?
Because they've lost again, haven't they? Yeah. And we know, you know, the talk's going to be around Jaddy returning, and the fans are going to sing his name. You know, that will give him a boost. That will give them a boost. You know, that's what happens. You know, Chaddy's going to want to put one over on us. But don't forget, this is a different side to when Chaddy was here, and all these lads are new. And no disrespect, that I don't think they'll be too phased about that. They'll just be phased about trying to get the right result for us. And you know, we've got to respect. Looking forward to seeing Dave and bringing his team back. But when the game kicks off at 7:45, they'll want 3 points. We want 3 points. And when we're at home, we want to bounce back from last week. We want to continue our unbeaten run away from home, and you know, then win a home game. And if we win a home game on Tuesday, we can go into the trophy weekend, have a little bit of a rest and see what else takes care of itself. But you've seen in this league, there's no givens. There's no givens, and nobody would have picked them results today that's happened today. But, you know, it happens, doesn't it? You know, I'm looking at Ashton United, they've got beaten. Macclesfield, they've got beaten. Hyde and Workington, all the top 10 have got beaten. So it is what it is. You know, we've just got to stay positive and keep moving on. But, you know, I like that phrase that we said in the before the game about getting the chessboard out. You know, we just keep... We keep finding the solution to what works, and we tried to near enough replicate the starting 11 that went to Marsk this season, but we couldn't due to a couple of factors. But we're not far away.
We're not
far away, and we've just got to keep believing. You know, there's no one going to give more belief than me and the lads, and they've just got to keep believing. And I thought they went right to the 94th minute today.